Shalom to all. In today's Afya Mishnayos, we're going to be learning a brand new Masechta, Masechas Tamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, all the way through Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav.
Now, Masechas Tamid is all about what went on in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis, and it actually would be quite helpful to have a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, which a lot of Mishnayos already do have, and that's because we're going to be describing many of the physical features and specifics of the layout, so obviously it would be easier if you have it in front of you. Now, the first Mishnah begins by discussing where the Shomrim would stand. Based off the Drasha, we know that there needs to be Shomrim, or guards, standing all around the Beis HaMikdash in particular spots. Every night there was 3 Kohanim and 21 Levim in various places. Now this was not to protect it from thieves, rather it adds to the kavod, glory, and honor of the Beis HaMikdash. Lahavdil, it's like those guards standing outside Buckingham Palace, they're not actually protecting it, rather giving it a sense of royalty and chashivas. So Mishnah tells us, B'shlesh Mekhamas HaKohanim Shomrim Beis HaMikdash, in 3 places the Kohanim would stand guard of the Beis HaMikdash. Number 1, Beis HaTinus. Beis HaTinus, which is on the south, or the left-hand side of the Beis HaMikdash, that's if you'd be walking into the Azara, so it would be on your left-hand side, that's south. That's a room where the Ketores was blended. It was called Beis HaTinus because the family of Avtinus were experts in blending the Ketores. Number 2, Beis HaNitzotz. This is a room on the right-hand side of the Tzafon, the north of the Azara, and Beis HaMikid. And we're going to be describing Beis HaMikid in a little bit, but it was called this because one of the main features was a large fire that was burning there all of the time, so that the Kohanim, who don't forget, they were working barefoot on a cold stone floor, and they weren't wearing the thickest garments either, they'd be able to come to the Beis HaMikid whenever they needed to warm themselves up. So these are the 3 places where the Kohanim used to stand guard. Now we describe them, Beis HaTinus and Beis HaNitzotz, Hayu Aliyos, Beis HaTinus and Beis HaNitzotz. They were upper levels, they were actually rooms built into the wall of the Azara. You only were able to get to them by climbing a set of stairs, and V'harayvim Shomrim Sham, the young Kohanim, they would guard over there, and Beis HaMikid, which we had just mentioned before, that had a fire in it. So first of all, it was a room, it was on the ground floor, it was the same level as the Azara, it wasn't built above, like Beis HaTinus and Beis HaNitzotz, and Kippah, its roof was a dome that added to its chashivas. Ubayas Gadol Haya, it was actually a very large room, and it had 4 different chambers inside of it. Another feature it had was Mukaf Revadim Shel Evan. It was surrounded by slabs of stone coming out of the wall. What were these stone slabs for? Vizikne Beis Av Yishenim Sham. The elders of the Beis Av would sleep there. Umavtchas Azar Biyadam. They had the keys of the Azar in their hands. Now what does this mean, the elders of the Beis Av? So we know that all of Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, 24 different groups, and they each served in Beis HaMikdash on a rotational basis of 1 week at a time. Now each Mishmar was further divided into Batei Av. Each Beis Av served 1 day of that week. So all the Kohanim were going to be serving the next day. They spent the nighttime in the Beis HaMikid, and the elders, the Zekanim of that Beis Av, they would get to sleep on these Revadim, on these stone protrusions coming out of the wall. It was basically like a bed of sorts. Now, Pirchei Kahuna, the younger Kohanim, Ish Kistoi Ba'aretz, each man in basically his bedding was on the ground, so they would sleep on the floor. And Lo Yushinim Vigdei Kodesh, they would not sleep in their Bigdei Kahuna, Ela Poshtim Kapim Nichma Sam Tachsor Shehen, they would take them off, fold them up, and put them underneath their heads, Umiskas Muksos Atzmon, and they would just wear their own regular clothing. Now, for the discussing these Kohanim, Eira Keri L'Echon Mehen, let's say one of them became a Baal Keri overnight, so he's Tamei and can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, what does he do? Yotzei V'Hoyel Choloi B'Masiba Ha'Yolechas Tachas Abira. He goes out and walks through the tunnel that goes underneath the Beis HaMikdash. From the Beis HaMikid, there was a tunnel that went underneath the Beis HaMikdash, V'Neir Zdolken Mekan Mekan, and it had lamps lit on both sides so he could see where he was going. Ad Shu Magil Beis HaTfila, he would walk through this tunnel until he reached the Beis HaTfila. It was an area that had a mikvah, and Medura Ha'isa Sham, there was a bonfire there that would be able to keep him warm. And also Beis Kisei Shel Kavod, there was a bathroom of Kavod over there, and V'Zei HaKvodai, this was its Kavod, Metzai Nol, Yedeh She'e Sham Adam, if he found that it was closed, so that means there was somebody there. Pasuach, if it was open, Yedeh She'e Sham Adam, so he knows that there's nobody there, and that's a very honorable way to have a bathroom, so you're not just going to walk in on somebody. Now remember, since this fellow was a Baal Keri, Yard V'Taval, he would go down to the mikvah, immerse himself, all of an estapug, come up and dry himself off, V'nischam Kineged HaMedura, and then he would warm himself opposite the fire that was there. And once he finished this, Bav Yashav Le'Itzalach V'Kayanim, he would go back up through the tunnel and sit next to his Bav Zakayanim, Ad She'Sharm Niftachim, until the doors of the Azara opened, and Yotzei V'Hoyel Choloi, he would then go out. He would not go into the Azara, rather he would use the other entrance to the Beis HaMikid that went out of the Beis HaMikdash, and the reason why he can't be there is because even though he went to the mikvah, he's nonetheless called a Tevul Yoim. There's varying levels of Toma a person could be, and even though Zakayin went to the mikvah, since he was a Baal Keri, he's on a high enough level of Toma that's not good enough. Going to the mikvah only is Metahirim partially, he has to wait for the end of the day. That's called Harav Shemesh, and only then he's 100% Tahar. So when the doors open, he goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, not into the Azara. On to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss. Mishu writes a Litrumas on Mizbeach, one wants to do Trumas Hadeshen, that's scooping off some ashes from the Mizbeach. It's the first thing that's done in the morning. So if he wanted to do that, Mashkim, he would have to wake up early, V'tayvel Ad Shelo Yaveh HaMuna, and he would have to immerse himself in the mikvah before the Muna, which is the appointed Kayin who ran the proceedings and the fairs before he came. And V'chibe Ezusha HaMuna Ba, what time time did the appointed kohen come? Loi kol itim shavos. He didn't come the same time every day. Sometimes he would come at kriyas hagever, which is either when the rooster called out, or according to some, this is referring to a gever, meaning a gavra, a person, when he would call out that it's time. So the munah would come either at kriyas hagever, or maybe a little before, a little bit afterwards. Bottom line is, whoever wanted to have the chance of doing trumas hadeshin, he had to make sure that he went to the mikvah before the munah came. Now hamunah ba, the munah would come v'dayfik alayhem, and he would knock on them, which means he would knock on the doors outside the beis hamikved. Then paschulai, they would open up for him. Amalani would tell them, misha taval yavevi office, whoever went to the mikvah ready, come, he's going to join the lottery. And hefisu, they made a lottery, zach misha zacha, and whoever was zayche, he was able to do the trumas hadeshin. And we're all describing the whole procedure of what went on a daily basis in beis hamikdash. We're holding where the memuna, the appointed kayin, had come in early in the morning, knocked on the door, they opened up for him. The kayhan would already went to the mikvah, joined in a lottery of who was going to be able to do trumas hadeshin. And now we're on to next stage. Natal smavteach, he took the key, upasach as a pishpash, and he opened the pishpash, which was like a side entrance into the azara. V'nichas mi beis hamikdash la'azara. Then he would go from the beis hamikdash where they were standing into the azara. V'nichasu achrav, the kohanim would come in after him. Ushte avukas shel ur biyadam, they had two torches of fire in their hands. V'nechlu shtei kitais, they were split into two groups, which means in these two groups, the lead person had a torch. And where'd they go? Elu helcha machsadu derech hamizrach, ve'elu helcha machsadu derech hamayriv. This one would go towards the east, this one would go towards the west. So first let's explain this word achsadra. Literally, it's translated as a portico. The Rav actually uses that word. He calls it a portikin. It's basically a roofed structure. The one part of it is supported by the wall of the Azara. The other part is supported by stone columns. And this ran across all the walls of the Azara, only extending out a little bit. The vast majority of the Azara was just open to the sky, but this achsadra was a little roofed area. So these two groups, they would split. One would go to the east, which is turning left. One would go to the west, which was turning right. And what were they doing as they were walking along the achsadra, along the wall of the Azara? They would check the whole Azara to make sure all the kalim were in their proper places, and they would go ad shemagilim kohen beis oisei chavitin, until they reached the place where the chavitin was made. This was towards the left of the entrance to the Azara. If one would walk into the Azara, he would actually turn towards the left. There was a little room there where the chavitin of the kohen gadol was prepared, and so that's where these two groups would meet up. The group that had turned towards the mizrach, the east, the left, when they came out of the beis hamikdash, they had a much shorter journey, as opposed to the group that turned towards the mizrach, the west, which was the right. They had to walk all the way around the back wall of the Azara, and then the whole south, the whole left side of the Azara, until they met up. But either which way, they would both meet up with each other there. And Igiu Elu Ve'elu, once they both reached this room where they made the Chavitin, Amru, they would say, Shalom, Hakal Shalom, it's peace, everything is peace, which means everything is good, everything checks out, it's all in order. And Hamidu Ese Chavitin, Las Chavitin, and they set up Kehanim, who are going to end up preparing the Chavitin. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Misha Zachal Esmer Samizbeach, the one who in Mishnah Beis was Zaychet to be termed the Mizbeach, which again means to do Chumas Hadashen, so who Yisrim Samizbeach? He would do that. How would that happen? So Vehim Oimrim Loi, they would tell him, Hizar, be very careful, don't touch any kalim until you're makadish. You sanctify your hands and feet from the kiyor. The kiyor was in the southern or left section of the Azara, just about up against the outer wall of the ulam. As I told him, don't touch any kalim until you wash your hands and feet. Now Vareya Machta, the shovel that he was going to be using for Trumas Hadashin, Nisuna b'miktsaya b'nakev shel mizbeach, that was placed in the corner in between the ramp and the mizbeach. It was basically in a corner by the mizbeach. V'marav shel kevesh, towards the west of the ramp, which means if one was facing the mizbeach, it was towards the left of it. Now, when this kohen was on his way to go wash his hands from the kiyor, ein adam nechasimai, nobody went with him. V'loi ner biyadai, he didn't take a lamp with him either. Al mahalchel ar ha-maracha, rather he would walk by using the light of the maracha, which is the fire burner on the top of the mizbeach. Remember, it's still not light outside, so he can't really see much. Now, loi ha-yirayinosai, they weren't able to hear him. V'loi shayman es kailai, they wouldn't hear his voice. He was walking very quietly. He wasn't talking. Ad sheshayman kail ha-etz she'asam and katan muchna lekiyor, the way they knew that he got to the kiyor is that they heard the sound of the wood that Ben Katan, who is a kohen gadol, made a whole mechanism for the kiyor. He basically made this whole pulley system for the kiyor to be able to lower it into a well at night and then raise it in the morning. So this kohen was the one who was raising it out of the well in the morning. So that's what the other kohanim heard. And v'hein amrim, they said, higiyes, the time came. What did this kohen do? Kiddush has ragel ben a kiyor. He sanctified, washed his hands and feet from the kiyor. Natal machas lekesef, he took the silver shovel that was on the corner of the mizbeach by the ramp. Ba'al reshem mizbeach, he went to the top of the mizbeach. Upinas agachalim helich v'helich, he went to the pile that was burning overnight, and he shifted the coals this way and that way. Chasam hamu chalas hapnimiyos, then he scooped up from the inner coals that were very consumed and they were almost ash, the yarad, and then he would go down the ramp in his bayach. Higil Ritzba, once he got to the floor of the Azara, Hafach Panav Latzafain, he would turn around. That's what we call an about face. He would turn towards the north. He's basically now facing to go back up to his bayach. He's not actually going to do that, but that's the way he's facing. Then Halach Lemizrachai Shal Kavash, he went to the east or towards the right of the ramp, Ke'eser Amos, about 10 Amos. So now he's walking along the ramp, about 10 Amos. The ramp itself is more than 30 Amos long, so he walked 10 of those Amos. Then Tzavar Sagachal Magabe Ritzba, he would pile those coals on top of the floor of the Azara, Rachak Menakavash Lesha Tvachim, 3 Tvachim away from the ramp, and Makim, this is the same place, Shanes and Mura Sa'if, they would place the crop of the bird. This is referring to Ayla Sa'if, a bird Ayla, its crop and feathers are placed in the same area, Vedishin Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the ashes that were taken off the inner Mizbeach, the HaMenaira, and the ashes were taken from the Menaira, that also was placed in this area. And actually, the Gemara Numa tells us that a nace happened, and these ashes miraculously got absorbed into the floor of the Azara. So we just described how the Kayin, to do the first Avad of the day, the Trumas Hadashen, just finished doing that, and then we continue, Re'u Echav Sheyarad, his brothers Kayhanim were waiting around, they saw that he came down from the Mizbeach, Vahim Ratzubo, so they ran and came, Mi'aru, they hurried, Vekitru Deim Raglein Min HaKiyar, they also washed their hands and feet, sanctifying them from the Kiyar, Natal Sama Greifas HaSatzi Nairais, then they took shovels and forks, Va'olu Raisha Mizbeach, then they went to the top of the Mizbeach, what was done with these, Ho'ivarim Abdarim Shaloi Nisachlum Be'erev, all the limbs and the fats of Karbonis from the previous day that were not consumed overnight, and they're still not burned, so Sonkin Oysel Mustadim Mizbeach, they're shifted to the side of the Mizbeach, and that's what the forks were used for, and it may not Sadim Achzikim, if the sides didn't have enough room, because there were so many Karbonis, Sodin Oysel Basoiviv Ala Kavash, they would arrange all these things by the Soiviv, by the ramp, which is basically right where the ramp meets up with the top of Mizbeach, they would put them over there. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, what would they do with the shovels? Hechelu Malin Ba'efer Al Gabi HaTapuach, they would start taking ashes and putting them on the Tapuach. What was the Tapuach? The Tapuach Hay Be'em Tam Mizbeach. This Tapuach was in the middle of Mizbeach, it was a pile of ashes, and the reason why it's called Tapuach is because it looked like a Tapuach, which is an apple. So they took ashes from the fire that was burning overnight and were heaping them onto the Tapuach, and Pa'amim, sometimes, all of Kishloi Shmei's Kor, there was about 300 Kor of ashes, which in nowadays measurements, that's about 20,000 gallons or more than 70 cubic meters, which is an absolutely astounding amount of ashes. And the Gemara says this is really just an exaggeration because it really never got that big. It's just trying to say that sometimes there was a lot of ashes on the Tapuach. And over Regalim, on Yomim Taivim, they would not clear away the Tapuach. Why? Because that's a beauty for the Mizbeach. Meaning in the Mizbeach's days, the Kohanim were never lazy to take out the Deshen. And the reason why there was such a pile of ashes during Yom Tif is because it's a real beauty to show how Yidden love bringing karbonos, and that's why there were so many ashes. So Kahanim just arranged the top of the Mizbeach, and now we go into the next Avodah, says Mishnah, they start bringing up the Gizun, which is the blocks or logs of wood, that's given Masader, arrange and order the fire of the Maracha. Now there's actually a minimum of 3 fires on the Mizbeach every single day. The first one, which is the largest, which is one that we're discussing right now, is the Eish HaMaracha, that's the fire that the Karbonos Tamid and other Karbonos are burned on. Then there's a smaller one, from which coals are taken to burn the Ketores in the morning and afternoon, and then there's another fire, which is just Mekayim the Din, that there always has to be fire in the Mizbeach. So here, regarding the Eish of the Maracha, they start bringing up the blocks of wood, and the question is, Chikol Eitzim Kshem La Maracha, is all wood kosher for the Maracha? Says Mishnah, Hein, yes, Kol Eitzim Kshem La Maracha, all types of wood are kosher for the Maracha, Chot Mishal Zayis Shal Gefen, except for olive wood and grapevines, that's for one of two reasons, either because they simply don't burn very well, and they become ash pretty quickly, or because we know where the Chiv of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we have to settle land of Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to cut down fruit trees, and Zayis and Gefen are two of the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, so we're not allowed to use this wood at all for the Maracha. So besides for these two, all types of wood are okay. Aval, however, Be'ilu Regilin, they were used to using the following types of wood because they burn very well. Which ones are these? Bemurbiel Shata'ina, branches from fig trees. This referring to fig trees that do not produce good figs and therefore we're allowed to cut them down for their wood. Also, Shal Egoiz, that from a nut tree, and Shal Eitz Shaman, and from an oily tree, which is either referring to a farsamine, that's balsam oil, or it's referring to the pine tree, as the Rav says. Onto Mishadal, Sidem Maracha Gedolim Mizracha. This large maracha was arranged on the east, v'chazis mizracha, and its opening was towards the east. And v'rashay gizrin apnimin, hayunagin b'tapuach, and the inner logs of wood, they were touching the tapuach. So let's just try to understand this for a second. The top of the mizbeach was pretty large, and the way one walks up the ramp is he's actually located in the south, and he's walking towards the north, which means his right-hand side is east, is mizrach, and his left-hand side is west, that's mairiv. So this maracha was arranged on the eastern side of the mizbeach, on the right-hand side. When we say Chazisa Mizracha, that means a pretty large opening was left in between these blocks of wood to allow air to go through. We know there's not enough air for a fire, it's going to die down. So here there was a decent amount of space. That was its chazis, the way that you looked at it. It was open towards the east, and that's because the eastern wind is pretty strong. So we want a pretty solid wind blowing against this fire to keep it fanned and nice and strong. And also these logs of wood were so long, that's what the Mishnah just told us, that the tips of the middle ones were touching the tapuach. We've already had this word before. The tapuach was in the middle of the mizbeach, was a pile of ashes, and so the middle ones were so long, they were actually touching the tapuach. And lastly, there was a space in between the blocks that they would light the alisa from there. Alisa is best translated as kindling, meaning we had these thick logs of wood. You can't just light those on fire. You have to have small little wood chips and splinters of wood and whatnot to be used as kindling to have the whole fire started. So there was a space in between these logs of wood in order to place the alisa, the kindling, there. And actually, it wasn't just one row of logs. There was one row which was facing east-west, as we just described. Then they placed another row on top of those going north-south, and then another one on top of those, east-west, so on and so forth. So the maracha was shaped like a nice block of wood going this way and then wood going that way, and it would be a nice size fire. And we're talking about making the fires on top of the mizbeach. The Mishnah tells us, Bar Misham Atzei Te'inu Yafim L'Sadim Racha Shnia L'Aktayres. They chose from there, which is the place where the wood was stored in the Beis Mikdash, fine pieces of wood from a te'inu tree, from a fig tree, in order to make the second maracha, which was where the coals for the k'tayres were taken from. Where was the fire made on the mizbeach? Mekineged Kerem Arav's Dreimes, opposite the southwest corner of the mizbeach. That means if a person would go up the ramp of the mizbeach and he would make a left, that's the west and the south, because the ramp is located in the south. So that first corner right there is the southwest. However, Mashach Ben Akaren Klap Beitzof and Arba Amos, it was pulled 4 amos northward off of the corner, so it's not actually on the corner, it's 4 amos towards the north. And how much wood was used? But Oimer Chamesh Son Gechalim, it was approximate amount, they would make 5 saw of coals. Now, B'Shabbos, Ba'oimer Shemayna Son Gechalim, on Shabbos they put enough wood that would produce 8 saw of coals, Shesham Hayu Nasim Shnei B'Zeich Levayna Shalachim Aponim, because they need extra coals for the 2 spoons of Levayna that were part of Lachim Aponim. After this was made, let's go back to something they had done previously. Remember, the first thing the Kohanim did in the morning after taking Trumas Hadeshen was take away all the Evarim and Pedarim, all of the limbs and the fat from Karbanos of the previous day that did not end up getting burned overnight. They removed them from the main fire and put them all the way on the sides of the Mizbeach. So now they got back to them, these Evarim and Pedarim that were not consumed the night before, they're now brought back to the Maracha. They're actually put on the side of the main Maracha, not on top of it. Then they would light both of these piles on fire. They would go down and go to Lishkas Gazes to continue the process of the day. It's now going right into Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Amalei Mamuna, the Muna, the pointed kind, told them, Bova Fisu, come, let's make a lottery. Mi Shaychet, who's going to shech the Tamid? Mi Zark, who's going to do Zrikas Adam, who's going to sprinkle the blood? Mi Medashim Mizbeach HaPanimi, who's going to clear out the inner Mizbeach, meaning the Mizbeach HaKtayrus, which is inside the Hechal? And Mi Medashim HaMenoira, who's going to clear out the Menoira from all the leftover oil and the wicks? And Mi Malei Varim LaKevesh, who's going to bring the Varim, the limbs of the Karban Tamid, up the ramp? Now, which limbs are brought up? So Harosh VaRegel, one kind is going to bring the head and the leg, this referring to the right back leg. Then there's Shtei HaYadayim. There's another kind that's going to bring the 2 front legs. Then there's ha'uketz v'regel. The uketz is the back of the animal. And when we say regel, that's referring to the remaining back leg, which is the left leg. Then there's ha'chazev v'agera, the chest and the neck. Then there's ushtei defanos, the 2 sides of the animal. Then another kind brings ha'kravayim, the insides. Then seventh kind brings v'hasoiles, the flower for the mincha that's brought along with the tamid, v'chavitim. Then there's the 8th kind that's bringing the chavitin, which is the carbon the kohen gadol brings every single day. And v'hayayin, there's the wine for the nesachim, that's the 9th kind. Hefisu, then make this lottery, Zachamisha Zacha, whoever was Zaycha, he was Zaycha. And we continue discussing the carbon tamid. Says the Mishnah, Amalei Mamuna, the Muna, the pointed kohen, told them, Tzuru Uem Igiyaz Man Shechita, go ahead and see if it's time for Shechita has come. You're not a Shech the carbon tamid until it's light outside. And remember, they had gotten to the base of Mikdash really early. They started this whole process of Trumas Hadeshen and all the lots before it was light, so it's still dark, so they need to make sure it was time that they were able to Shech the carbon tamid. So Uem Igiyat, if it was time, Haroya Oimer, the lookout person, he would say, Bar Kai, which means it's gotten light. Now, Masim and Shmuel Oimer, Masim Shmuel said that what did they ask him? Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Achu B'Chevron? Is the entire eastern sky lit up all the way till Chevron? V'hu Oimer Hain, and he says yes, so they can continue on. So moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Amar Lahem, he told them, Su'uva Haviu Tlam Lishkas Tlam, go and bring a lamb from the Lishkas Tlam. This is the chamber of lambs. And where is this? By Lishkas Tlam, Haisim Muktzad Tzvanis Maravis. This Lishka, where all the lambs were, was in the northwest corner of what? Remember, previously we discussed something called the Beis Hamaked. This was a very large room that had a fire. fire in it that warmed the Kohanim, and the older Kohanim would sleep on stone protrusions that came out of the walls, and the younger Kohanim would sleep on the floor, and there was a tunnel from there going underneath the Beis HaMikdash to a mikvah and a bathroom, and there was another door that led outside of the Beis HaMikdash if there was a Kohen who became Tameh. And we had said that it's a very large room because it also had to have four Lashachas, four chambers. So here we just mentioned one of the chambers that we said is in the northwest corner, and that's Lishkas HaTamidim. That's where the lambs that were the Karbonos Tamidim were kept. Now the Mishnah further clarifies, Rabbi Lashach Sayisham, there were four rooms or four chambers there. Achas Lishkas HaTloim, one of them was Lishkas HaTloim for the lambs. Achas Lishkas HaChaisamos, one was the Lishka of the stamps. A chesam was like a stamp or a token, really. This is when people would buy flour and wine for the Nesachim. Instead of bringing their own, they would just come to the Beis HaMikdash, pay for a token, this chaisam, and then they'd bring it to the relevant person in the Beis HaMikdash to be able to receive their flour, their wine, or even their oil. So this is a special lishka for these chaisamais. Vachas lishkas Beis HaMikdash, one's lishka called Beis HaMikdash, that's where this fire was, and vachas lishka shayu oisim lechem upon him, one's lishka where they would actually make the lechem upon him. And we continue with the process of the Tamid, nichsu lishkas hakelim, they went to the lishka of the kelim. This was a chamber or a room where all the kelim Beis HaMikdash were stored. Vaitzu misham tishu mushlosha klei chesu chayzav, they took out 93 silver and gold kalim to be used that day in the Beis HaMikdash. Then Hishkos Aton B'Kosh Shel Zav, they gave the lamb of the Tamid to drink from a cup of gold. According to some, it actually was a cup of gold. According to others, it was made out of copper, but it was extremely shiny, so it looked like gold. And the reason why they gave it to drink is so that it was easier to skin after Shechita. And Af Pishu Mavakron Be'erev, even though it was already checked from the evening to make sure it doesn't have any movement, Mavakron Yisrael Aravukos, they would check it over once again by the light of the torches to make sure that it doesn't have any movement. On to Mishnah Hemi Shezacha B'Tamid, whichever kind was Zaycha to Shech the Tamid, so he would pull it. He would go to the Beis HaMikdash. In modern Hebrew, a midbach is a kitchen. This is an area in the Nazara which was kind of like a kitchen. We're going to describe it in just a second. And umisha zachu beivarim, whichever kaihanim, this is a number of them, there were zaychet to carry the varim, salchan achrav, they would go after the kain who was zaychet to do the shechita. Now we describe this area. Beis HaMikdash was tzfani shel mizbeach. This Beis HaMikdash was towards the north of the mizbeach. So when you walk into the Nazara, north is right. So this is to the right of the mizbeach. And va'alav, in this area, shmeid amudim nanasim, there was eight short pillars, they were made out of stone. There was a block of cedar wood on top of them. And there were iron hooks set into these blocks. There were three rows of hooks on each block, higher, middle, and lower. And what were these hooks for? This is where they would hang and flay, which means skin the animals. So any animal that was shechted would be hung from these hooks and then make it much easier to skin it and flay it. And then they were also processed on tables made out of marble that were in between these pillars. So we see that this Beis HaMikdash was an area where you kind of do kitchen things. That's where they would skin the karbonos. Then they would put them on these marble tables and clean out the insides. And even though the tables could have been made out of gold, the reason why they were specifically made out of marble is because it retains its coolness and that prevented the karbon from decaying or rotting. And we could be describing the avoid in the morning. Whoever was zoicha to clean out the inner mizbech, and clean out the menorah, they went first, meaning even before the shechita of the carbon tamid, they proceeded. Varba kalim biyadam, they would take four kalim with them. Hateni, that's a basket that the ashes of the mizbech hapnimi are going to go in. Vahakuz, this is like a jug of sorts. That's where the oil and the wicks of the menorah are going to go. And ushnei maftachais, they had two different keys. Now, hateni, dem la tarkav gadol shel zav, this basket was like a large tarkav made out of gold. A tarkav is a type of kli. And machsa kabayim vachetzi, it held 2.5 kav. And vahakuz, this jug, dem la kitan gadol shel zav, it was like a large golden pitcher. And ushnei maftachais, what were these two keys for? One of them would go to the Amas HaShechi, one would be used to open easily. Now we're going to describe this in greater depth in the next Mishnah, but these two keys were used for opening up the Heichal. Now let's remember, when a person walks into the Azara, so that's a large open area, Tzafon is to the right, Dharma is to the left, in front of him is Myriv, is the west. If he kept on walking, he'd basically bump into the Mizbeach. If he went around the Mizbeach, skirted around it and kept on walking, that's where he would get to the closed building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's basically the Heichal. First we have the Ulam, that's before the Heichal, then we have the Heichal, which is where the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaZav, and the Menorah are, and then beyond the Heichal is the Kodesh Kadashim. So this Heichal was closed off with two doors. How are these doors opened? So the Kohen wouldn't go straight away to the first door and just open it up. He would actually go in from behind. So how do you get him from behind? And to this, as we're going to see in the next mission, as we just mentioned, there was two Pishpishin, two small side entrances, one to the right, one to the left. So what our mission just told us now is that one of them was Yoril Amas HaShechi, and one was Pesach Kevon. Kevon, when he would go into the Pishpish, he would have to open the door. So there was one lock, which was only able to be opened from the inside, and that he would have to bend down for, put his arm through a hole all the way up until his armpit. That's what Shechi is. So that's the Amas HaShechi. He'd stick his arm all the way in, up until his armpit, and then stick the key in and open from the inside. That was pretty difficult. But the other key was very easy, and that's what the Mishnah says, Pesach Kevon, which means it just opened very easily. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.